Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Andy is here from the Atlanta Ghost Hunters. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate
so
it.
So if somebody has not heard the Atlanta Ghost Hunters on the air with the Bert Show before, give us a quick explanation of your group and what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. We get contacted from homeowners and business owners all over the metro Atlanta area, and they tell us the claims that they have a paranormal activity, and we'll go in with certain equipment to determine if that activity can be explained naturally or if there are possibly supernatural causes to what they're experiencing. Really, the most fascinating aspect and what I really call evidence, things that we can go back and review, is what's known as an electronic voice phenomenon. And it's known as an EVP, and we will actually go back. We'll one of the devices we use is a digital voice recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll record the entire investigation, then we'll go back and actually listen to the audio that we recorded. And these voices are actually embedded onto the tape recorder, or onto the recorder, and you know it really is fascinating because you don't hear these things most of the time until you actually wind up going back and listening to the audio, and it's just mind boggling to know that there's something around you that you can't see and hear, but yet it still exists.
And you guys are into this because you're into this. You
Absolutely.
Don't get paid to go and do these investigations.
When somebody contacts
right?
contacts us and says, you know, these are the things we're experiencing, and we go to their location, we absolutely don't charge a penny for it. We go there to really try and help consult them how to deal with it, and also to determine if the things they're experiencing are paranormal.
Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. You found some really awesome stuff this time around.
Yeah, this one. What got me started in this is I'm a haunted person. There are haunted homes, haunted objects, and also haunted people.
So you're a haunted person.
I've had something that's attached itself to me and has followed me for the past 20 years. It started when I was 13 years old. And
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah, that's what got me.
You've alluded to something like that, but you've never talked about how it's something that's followed you consistently.
Sure.
This longer called yourself a haunted person. Yeah.
So I've just learned to deal with it, and that's what Ooh. I tell people who live with these things is I can't get rid of them. I'm not a Ghostbuster. I don't come in and make them go away. I just help you learn to deal with it. You mm-hmm. really have to treat a haunting very much like a child or a dog, and the fact that you have to take control of the situation. Otherwise, if you let fear run the house, then this thing's going to run all over you. And
just like a dog wow. or a kid will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you watch, you know, the Dog Whisperer or the Nanny, it's all about the control of the situation. And these things, you really have to make them submissive to you. And so that's what I tell homeowners, and that's what I've dealt with for the past 20 years.
Fascinating.
Now, since I've been investigating, we started back in 2004 is when we formed the group. I have never turned a recorder on in my own home. I've investigated well over 100 locations. Not one time have I ever actually turned a recorder into my own home. I really didn't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fine assuming it was my grandfather. I just never turned a recorder on. Well, I got bored.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You did it.
I got
Finally
bored.
Finally did it.
I did it, yes. And it was back on March 7th. It was the first time that I actually did it. Mm-hmm. I only recorded for a total of 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What changed your mind?
Truly boredom. It was
really?
Just a Tuesday or Wednesday night, really nothing going on. And my girlfriend was there, and I just looked at her. I was like, dude. do you want to turn the recorder on? Let's see, you know. And we just moved into this brand new place, so I was curious. Nothing really had happened up to that point in the house, and I wanted to see if they really do follow me from one place to the next. This house is 5 years old. There's no reason for it to be haunted. Nobody's ever died there. I just wanted to see if these things really are there and if they do follow me. Well, wow. I was definitely right. We tried it that night. We caught 3 EVPs in a total of 8 minutes. I didn't record long. I didn't want to go very long into this. So we caught 3 in the first 8 minutes. I actually just got back in town yesterday. My girls live down in Florida. Picked my girls up, and when I told them what I caught, because they're not afraid of it. Mm-hmm. You know, kids will react the way the parents react. If the parents are freaking out, the kids are going to freak out. My kids have listened to every EVP I've ever caught. It doesn't bother them because it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. They said, well, can we do it? Can we turn the recorder on? So what we're going to hear right now, we actually caught last night with my kids in our family room. So and they're very telling. There's definitely, it sounds like one of them is a woman, sounds like one of them is a child. Mm-hmm. And then the
child ones always freak me out a little bit. You know?
The one we brought in last time of the child was pretty wild as well.
Especially Jeff, I don't know if you heard this when you were down the hall. This is at Andy's house.
Yeah, I picked that. Wow.
So it doesn't bother me. Everybody went to sleep fine last night. It's just it's nice to know that they're definitely there. There was nothing said at all that was threatening, so I'm perfectly fine with it. So I know, and Atlanta's about to know too. And I know one of their names. It's good stuff. Okay, so I'll go ahead and play the clips for you, and then I want to tell you something that happened pretty much immediately after we did the first investigation in the house. So a paranormal event did occur. So this first one, you know, obviously at any investigation, one of the first questions that we ask is, what's your name? Mm-hmm. And this one definitely responded. Apparently my ghost's name is Richard.
Can you tell me what your name is? You sounded like a woman.
All right, now right there in the very end, there's a little bit of a whisper.
Okay.
I zoomed in on it, so if you can go ahead and play the next clip. I think I even amplified it a little bit, but it definitely sounds like it's saying Richard.
It's really faint.
Yeah, it's faint, but there's definitely a response in it. It sounds definitely like Richard.
One more time? Okay, now I can hear it.
Barely.
So it sounds like Richard.
Wow, interesting.
But now you know his name.
I've got a dick living with me. Sweet. okay, so the next one is I was saying, you know, that if there was any child or any children there, that my daughter Madison and Mallory are there, and if they wanted to play. And it sounds like a little kid that responds back, yes sir. So at least it's polite.
Do you want to play with Madison and Mallory?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, play one more time.
One more time.
Do you want to play with Madison and Mallory?
Whoa, that does sound like a little kid.
It's like a child. Like
and again, sir, that's just really cool to me that it actually wound up saying yes, sir.
It's awesome.
All right. The next one. Now, this one I actually caught. This is the second time I caught this. I caught this on the first investigation that I did, just for the 8 minutes. These clips right here that I caught, just the portion that we're playing for you was caught in 13 minutes last night. And there's going to be several more that we just weren't quite clear, but that I'll have up on the website. But this is the second one that I got, and it sounds like it says it's time to go. This one's a little faint, but there's something going on in the background.
Yeah.
There's something, and you can hear go at the end.
Yeah, I can hear that.
That one.
The interesting thing is, regardless of what I think I hear is right, there's something there. And, you know, anytime you're hearing a voice on something that you don't hear at the time is pretty weird.
Wild.
Excuse me. Now, this next one either says hot or haunt. I can't tell exactly what it's saying, but it sounds more like to me a haunt.
Oh,
you can hear that.
Yeah, and it's kind of drawn out.
Yeah.
Oh. That was like whispering. Yeah.
Kid voices are freaky 100% of the time.
Yeah, that or it sounds like somebody talking to Lou. You're like,
I'm about to spit on you.
It's everybody in Atlanta 6 or the ghosts. So, now this one was really cool. I've like I said, I've got my daughters in town right now. And this
you say
one,
cool, some people say creepy.
True. Yes, I'm disturbed. I fully admit it. So, This one says, it sounds like to me, and again, when we play these things over the radio, a lot of times in your car, you can hear them a lot better. So if they sound something different in the radio, you know, give us a buzz, let us know what you think. But it sounds like to me, it says, let me see the little girls. One more time.
Yeah.
They talking about your children? Or the...
I assume. Right. I don't know.
It almost sounds like talk to the girls or something.
Play one more time.
I can't tell.
Yeah,
I can barely hear
maybe
it.
A talk and maybe a T at the beginning. It's really tough.
It's tough to hear, but man, that's cool.
Do it one more time.
It sounds like girls at the end.
Huh.
It sounds
definitely.
Like to me that there's girls at the very end of this. But the yes sir to me was really one of my favorites just because it's polite and I teach my kids to be polite.
If you're gonna have a ghost, you may as well have a polite one.
Absolutely. All right. So let me tell you what wound up happening. Now we just moved into this house, and you know when you move from one place to the next, something always gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a passport went missing. And it was
not good
at all. It's, you know, it's got personal stuff on there. And for the past couple of weeks, it's just been, all right, we know where everything is, but we got to find that passport.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much work from home. Everything I do is via email. So I'm the one that cleans the house. I cleaned the house that day. I'd swept the floors, everything. Actually, it was right around dinner time. I was leaving. I walked down the hallway to go into the kitchen. I was just going to throw in a frozen pizza for that night. And so I walked down the hall, turned the oven on, walked back to the bedroom, you know, waited for about 7 or 8 minutes for the oven to preheat.
Mm-hmm.
I came back through the hallway, put the pizzas in the oven, turned back around to go back into the bedroom, and right in the middle of the hallway that I had just walked by 3 minutes before, several times before, I cleaned that day, this thing was nowhere to be found. Right in the middle of the floor was
Whoa.
The passport.
Wow.
That was absolutely nowhere to be found. It was absolutely crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Whoa.
So thank you. Appreciate you.
So I guess it actually likes you.
Yeah, Richard found your passport.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. And so, somewhere in the house they're whispering, you're welcome. Sure. You're welcome. Sir.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.